This is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister announced she will switch parties and become a Democrat to challenge Governor Kevin Stitt in the 2022 gubernatorial election. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports.
Hoffmeister was a political newcomer when she primaried fellow Republican Janet Barisi to become state superintendent in 2014. But changing parties was her only option, she told the Tulsa World in an exclusive interview, because the GOP in Oklahoma has become too closely aligned with Stitt. She's frequently clashed with the governor during the pandemic, especially related to COVID-19 mitigation in schools. Hoffmeister held nothing back in her interview with the World. The paper released a video of it on their website.
I believe Governor Stitt is running Oklahoma into the ground. We are going through extremism, partisanship, and ineffective leadership, and I don't think that's good for Oklahoma, and I am going to fight against that.
She will officially switch her party registration on Thursday. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Overwhelmed emergency rooms might be getting the spotlight during the pandemic, but as State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, Oklahoma's urgent care centers are experiencing a similar strain.
If you've needed a COVID-19 test or broken a bone recently, you've seen it. Access to urgent care is strained statewide. Urgent care tends to be a standalone center that offers immediate outpatient services. Think minor injuries and infections. In a weekly update to state agencies, the Oklahoma State Department of Health warned that strain has led to cutbacks. It reads, in part, urgent care centers are reporting decreased hours or are shutting down due to the inability to serve patient volume or redirect staff to other facilities to support increases in patients.
So in the month of June, we did about 4,000 tests. In the month of July, we did about 5,000 tests. In the month of August, we reached almost 10,000 tests just in Oklahoma City.
That's Dr. Jaime Zangotita. He's the clinical director of operations for Mercy Go Health, a collection of urgent cares under the Mercy Hospital System. The strain on Mercy's urgent care centers took a while. At the very, very beginning of the pandemic, March and April of 2020, Zangotita says demand bottomed out. Some centers were seeing no patients. With mask mandates, closed restaurants, only essential workers going to work in person, there were just fewer people getting sick and getting hurt. And testing hadn't really started yet. Then, last summer, the centers got their hands on some rapid test equipment.
We were not going to advertise it. We were not going to do any marketing just to sort of see, you know, what the workflow was going to look like, just work ourselves in. And literally by the end of that first day, I don't know, the word ran through town and people were standing in lines to get tested.
And that rampant demand has held steady. Flu season is always busy for all urgent cares, but Mercy Go Health was seeing numbers that dwarfed flu season records for most of the pandemic. Like all other health providers, the centers are seeing staff shortages. But it's not just nurses and doctors. They're in dire need of radiology technicians and medical assistants. Those workers have more extensive training than that of a certified nursing assistant, also called a CNA, but less extensive than a nurse. They provide administrative support as well as medical support.
As we've gone out there and try to recruit and hire more MAs to be able to meet that increasing capacity, you know, the pool is very shallow right now. ERs are trying to get more staff. Hospitals are trying to get more staff. Offices are trying to get more staff.
Llewellyn Horwitz is the chief executive officer of the Urgent Care Association, a national trade group. She says the medical assistant shortage, like the nursing shortage, is not new, but severely exacerbated.
I think what it comes down to is that the growth in urgent care has outpaced the labor pool and, you know, the ability of schools to, you know, graduate enough students to fill the roles, particularly as medical assistants become more and more in demand. They've always been a key part of the urgent care model, but a lot of other healthcare organizations are starting to add them, and so that just makes it even more competitive.
Staffing issues don't end at procurement. Dr. Paul Wright is the Vice President of Medical Practice at SSM Health St. Anthony. He says that on top of not having enough staff in the first place, some can get sick themselves.
There's the concentric circles around someone who is sick, even if you're feeling fine. There are different times you have to limit your exposure because of ongoing exposures at home, especially for our single parents or ones that have little kids.
Wright says because the urgent care is part of their larger system, workers can get shifted over. But even that has gotten harder.
And it's unlike last summer and last spring, where when everything shut down, we had furloughs. We had people that were allowed to go home and just had that decreased demand. It's full steam ahead, plus for the outpatient arena and the hospital, of course.
Over the past few weeks, Oklahoma's COVID hospitalizations have decreased, and so have case counts. State officials are hopeful that without a new variant arriving, the situation will continue to improve somewhat in the near future. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by Oklahoma Contemporary, presenting Abstract Remix, the new abstract expressionist works from four muralists. OklahomaContemporary.org. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck.